President Trump's federal hiring freeze leaves Alaska National Parks in limbo. And the Haines School Board and Borough Assembly consider different areas of collaboration. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more, up next. The Trump administration's federal hiring freeze is creating uncertainty for Alaska's national parks. A January 31st announcement that seasonal employees may be exempt from the order eased some of the stress on the parks. But there are still questions about the future. KHNS's Emily Files has more on Alaska's most visited national park.
And Skagway in 1898 was a pretty rough place. Sam Steele of the Northwest Mounted Police called it one of the roughest places on earth.
Charlotte Henson led a group of cruise ship visitors on a tour of historic sites in Skagway last summer. Henson is one of about 30 seasonal staff who work for the Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park. They help serve the extreme influx of visitors Skagway sees each summer from cruise ships. The busy season is about 3 months away. It's around this time of the year that the park starts hiring its 30 or so seasonal workers. They lead tours, maintain historical buildings, and oversee the U.S. section of the popular Chilkoot Trail. The park also employs about 30 permanent staff. Whether federal agencies like the Park Service could fill seasonal and permanent jobs was thrown into limbo when President Donald Trump took office in January. Here's White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer after the order freezing federal hiring was signed.
It ensures that the American taxpayers get effective and efficient government.
About a week later, the Pentagon announced further exemptions to the hiring freeze. One of the exemptions applies to seasonal employees and short-term temporary employees, quote, necessary to meet traditionally recurring seasonal workloads. Ben Hayes is chief of interpretation for the Klondike Park. He read a prepared statement and referred other questions to the offices overseeing the seasonal exemptions.
The National Park Service is consulting with the Office of Personnel Management and Office of Management and Budget on their guidance for implementing the hiring freeze. As with previous hiring freezes, the National Park Service will work with the administration to ensure that we meet the needs of park visitors across the system.
Meeting the needs of park visitors to Skagway requires a robust staff of park rangers and other employees. The town of less than 1,000 year-round residents has close to 1 million cruise ship visitors between May and September, and the historic Chilkoot Trail sees more than 10,000 hikers each year. The exemption to the hiring freeze requires some administrative oversight. The Park Service will have to clear its seasonal hiring plans with the Federal Office of Management and Budget. KHNS contacted the Office of Personnel Management, the Park Service, and the Department of Interior to learn how long it might take to approve seasonal hiring plans. None responded by deadline for this report. According to CNN, the Park Service as a whole relies on about 8,000 seasonal employees. KTUU reports that Alaska's national parks employ about 500 seasonal workers.
A lot of individuals are actually deciding where they're going to spend their summer. And that tipping point is right now.
Reed McCluskey is a retired Park Service employee. He oversaw hiring for the Klondike Park for about 7 years, and before that served as chief ranger.
When you're looking at the rapidly approaching summer season for Skagway, you've got to be offering jobs right now. And all the employers feel the same way. They need to offer jobs, employees need to make commitments, and yet the Park Service and at Klondike Gold Rush, they're really not able to do that right now.
Even if the park is able to fill its about 30 seasonal positions, hiring permanent staff is still on hold. And when the freeze ends, there could be permanent reductions. The Trump administration directed the Office of Management and Budget to create a long-term plan to reduce the size of the federal government's workforce through attrition. Once that plan is in place, the hiring freeze order will expire. Skagway Mayor Mark Schaefer says if the Klondike Park were to lose year-round positions, it would impact Skagway's already high unemployment rate during the off-season. In December of 2016, Skagway had a 20% unemployment rate, which is the highest in the state. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
How can the Haines School Board and Borough Assembly ramp up collaboration on education-related issues? The two groups brainstormed different opportunities to work together at their annual joint meeting. Mostly, the routine meeting focused on money. The school district and the borough are both in the process of creating their budgets for the next fiscal year. For the school, that means planning for a budget shortfall of about $364,000 that's driven by a decline in students and corresponding loss of state funding. But on top of state funding, the school gets money from the borough each year. There's a minimum and a maximum amount they can give. In recent years, it's been somewhere in between, around $1.5 million. The school district is facing a shortfall this year, but they didn't come out and ask for more money at this meeting. Assemblymember Heather Lendy asked why they're not asking for the maximum.
The fact that the borough funds the school, as you said, sort of in the middle, between the minimum and the maximum, is that strategic? Is that why you asked that? Is that a good thing to do, or do other school districts fund, you know, the boroughs fund school districts to the maximum, or what's the reasoning behind you asking for that rather than the cap?
Well, we didn't ask for it. That's what you provided.
Haber says the school administration is still early in the budget process and not ready to determine whether or not they'll need additional funding. He said that's not what this meeting was about.
The assembly really works very well with the school district. Could we use more money? Absolutely, we could use more money. Am I here to pitch for that? That's not what the point was.
Interim borough manager Brad Ryan said as they put together their budget, the borough is aiming to keep the school funding at the same level as recent years. Aside from direct funding, the assembly and school board talked about other ways they can work together. Assemblymember Margaret Friedenauer suggested using the borough's lobbyist Bill Thomas to address state education issues that affect the Haines School.
Since the borough is retaining a lobbyist this year, if the school board comes to the borough and says, there's this particular bill, there's this particular issue, I mean, I always like to remind people, we can lobby for more than just asking for money, we can lobby on issues.
Others from both groups agreed it was a good idea to consider adding education issues to Thomas's list of priorities. Friedenauer said there are also borough issues that she'd like to see school board input on, as they relate to students and education. She cited public safety as an example, and the ongoing discussion about the possible loss of a state trooper, and whether the police department is sufficiently staffed.
If we add another police officer, do you think that would be beneficial to your families and your children or school safety in any way? You know, those kind of things I'd be curious to hear from the school board on.
Lendy brought up a community concern about drugs. She asked if that's a concern for the school as well and whether that's something the two groups should be teaming up on. School board member Sarah Chapel said absolutely.
I think that is the kind of issue that the school and the borough absolutely should coordinate on, and, you know, with our healthcare providers, obviously.
Principal Renee Martin said while the school isn't experiencing the same scale of drugs-related issues that the community as a whole faces, students are aware that it's there.
So the kids in our community are very aware that there are things beyond their scope that luckily they haven't tapped into that has become an obvious problem. Is there experimenting happening? Absolutely. Do we try to do our best with preventive measures? Yes.
Martin agreed that should be a community-wide effort the school and assembly work together on. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. We also have news and announcements on our CageNuts Facebook page, so make sure you follow us there. We're always open to your comments and story ideas, so drop us a line at news@cagenest.org or reporter@cagenest.org.